Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm so good.
I like to see the recording there, so I know I'm recording. There we go. We ready, boys?
We are ready.
We are ready. Oh, God. None of my bloody clothes are fitting me, I can tell you that, since lockdown. And welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what time in the morning is it okay to start mowing your lawn? I wish you could tell my gardener that here. Oh God, I've just heard me say that out loud.
Your gardener. Look, like you're like Louis XIV of Versailles.
No, the premises I'm on, we have a gardener and he's always...
The premises! Probably growing up, did you ever think you'd live on somewhere called premises? You really have changed.
I used to get told to get off premises, now I live on them. And should you take your own towels when you stay over at someone else's house? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen, UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Himalayan pink rock salt. You're more salt of the earth.
I'll take that. That's
Thank
lovely.
You to Bryony.
Is salt of the earth an insult? Tell me it's not.
My grandmother, Etiquette Granny as she was called, who was a perpetual snob, God rest her soul, when she would say, oh, they're salt of the earth, that wasn't necessarily a good thing.
Really?
Salt of the earth meant she liked them, but they were common.
I think you should go and see a tarot card reader or a psychic.
A tarot card? It's tarot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The T is silent on the end.
We should do an Ouija board. We should do a Ouija board.
An Ouija board sounds a bit more interesting.
It's a Ouija, isn't it?
Yeah, a Ouija board.
Yeah, we should do a Ouija board and you'll get your posh dead grandmother.
No, she wouldn't believe... No, she didn't believe in any of that. Don't give my posh dead grandmother a voice now. Crashing on. We are all recording from home at the moment, but this time next week... Jordan, I believe you are going to be somewhere very special.
Yeah, I'm going to warn you now, Gene Devers. We're going to attempt to record an episode of Help I Sexted My Boss next week from my mum and dad's villa
in
Spain.
50% of it. I will still be in West London.
Well, all you're going to have now is they'll just be in and out. They'll be making brews. She'll bring me snacks because I don't know if... Well, your mum's like this because I've been round to your house, but like I have to... physically eat every half hour in front of my mum. Like, she will just put food in front of me constantly. So we'll be interrupted. But yeah, we're going to record from Wendy and Graham's
Which should be fun. Costadel North.
Which I'm a bit nervous about because, like, my dad is a man who will fart where and when he wants. Like, he's got to that
Thank
stage.
Thank heavens
in life
that
now.
You haven't picked up any of that.
No, I'm not that. He once came into my flat. Walked straight into the bathroom and had a poo. Oh. And my mum went, Graham, don't have a poo in Jordan's flat. He went, I'll shit where I want. I'm guarantor. I can shit here if I like. I was like, right, okay. So that's just the man's outlook on life. He was the guarantor of my flat. He went, I'm guarantor at Dominic's and I'll shit there as well if I want.
You're going to look like the Duke of Westminster next week on the podcast, aren't you?
God, I am. I'm never going to work again.
Shall we toast Wendy and Graham?
Yeah, let's toast Wendy and Graham.
I'm sure they're excited to see their second favourite son.
Fourth.
Wendy and Graham.
To Wendy and Graham. So remember, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us at sexandmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at sexandmyboss.com. Or remember, you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter-headed paper. The address for that's on the website as well, sexandmyboss.com. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it's your problems that make the episodes great. So do have a thing. If you think of something funny, or you hear something, a friend of a friend, or something that you've never wanted to tell anyone before, you can remain anonymous. Send us a letter. Get in touch. Or if you've already been in touch and you want us to send a follow-up letter, we might mention you in our weekend release.
Are you excited about Spain?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was meant to be going for a nice chilled week. I said to my mum, because work's picking up for me now, thank God.
Is it?
Yeah.
Two days a week.
Things starting to pick up. Like, I'm doing match of the day after this, as you call it.
Really?
So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go out before it gets busy, and I was going to go out for a few weeks, and I've got my books sorted. I'm going to take 4 books out and try and read them, because when you buy the pool, you can read a book a day, can't you? And my grandma and Nigel are coming now.
Really?
So, yeah.
Your grandmother's bringing her toy boy?
It's not a toy boy, he's only...
Excuse me, these were your words only a few weeks ago.
He's 59, she's 72, it's hardly...
I think that's a toy boy.
No, it's not a toy boy, shut up.
That's basically the difference between you and Ben in age.
Oh, God, is it?
Mental age, anyway.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice. The aircon's not working in one of the bedrooms. I hope it's not my bedroom, because I am a very sweaty man, honestly.
What sort of traditional Spanish food do your parents cook?
Well, do you know what they call a picky tea out in Spain?
Oh, we've done this.
No, we did it on the tour. Gene Divas, we did this on our last tour, and it was a joke that fell on its arse every night.
Well, because you said it originally thinking that you had just struck gold, and you hadn't, because it's quite bloody obvious.
Do you know what they call a picky tea out in Spain?
Tapas.
Tapas, yeah, so we'll be having that. And there's a pub down the road that does a fish and chips, really good fish and chips. So
you've gone all that way to Spain to have fish and chips?
Pretty much, yeah.
I text you a photograph of my sausage last night and mash, and you said it looked very nice.
I said...
No. Should we get the text conversation up?
No, so William has decided to make sausage and mash last night.
Because you were talking about sausage and mash in one of our episodes, I think, and I found some Waitrose sausages in the freezer that needed eating up. So I thought, oh, I'll do a Jordan. I'll have sausage and mash. You know what I'm like, vox populi.
Can I read the sausage and mash conversation, please?
Yes.
Without any interruptions. Okay. William sent me a picture of his sausage and mash with a filter on, right? And he put, my upmarket sausage and mash potato. First of all, you don't need to say mashed potato. It's just sausage and mash. And I put, oh, wow, I approve, even with the filter. And he put, hey, thanks. Stirred some ricotta and za'atar through the mashed potato and did some wilted kale and carrots and an onion and burgundy gravy, just like you'd get up north. And I replied, okay, you've ruined my favourite tea.
No, and I and then what I said to you, if anything, I've improved it. And you disagreed.
No. Right.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Sausage and mash should just be sausages with loads of...
There's no flavour that way.
No, you put loads of butter and salt in the mash and some milk or cream.
I did milk and butter in the potato, and it's fine, but it could be even nicer with a tiny bit of ricotta and some za'atar.
Okay. I was going to ask you this, actually, while I was talking about it, because I've been really struggling with summer dishes for my tea.
Summer dishes. Oh, yes. Well, actually, to be fair, sausages and mashed potato is not necessarily a summer dish.
It's a winter warmer, isn't it?
Mm. I fancied toad in the hole, but Mikey was at work, so we just had the sausages.
Yeah, because I was going to make corned beef hash the other week, and I was like, oh, it's not really a summer dish, is it? And other than... These are the only things I can cook. Corned beef hash, sausage and mash, Sunday dinner, a fry-up, and chilli, and jacket potatoes.
Can I just say on jacket potatoes, if you want to be smart, it's baked potato.
Sorry, baked potato, like it makes a bloody difference. And they're not really summer dishes, are they?
No. I mean, that said, I mean, I had your corned beef hash back in November, and it's not really a winter dish either.
Yeah, it was, and it was December. We made it just before Christmas.
Well...
Oh, I'll be having that on holiday, because my Aunt Kath lives out there as well, and she used to make me that when I was younger.
He's gone all that way to Spain to have corned beef hash.
Oh, do you know, she loves it. Last time I was there, she put a bowl out for me and the dog, and we were both, like, racing to eat it. Cause
don't say you were on the floor.
No, my bowl wasn't on the floor, it was on the table, but Frank's bowl were. And, like, we literally, like, scoffing it down together.
The dog probably had better table manners.
Did I ever tell you when I was younger I used to have two teas and not tell my mum?
You had two teas? What?
Yeah, so I used to go to my auntie Cass after school.
Hmm.
And I'd play with your budgies. Oh, that's weird. I mean, she had two budgies that were obsessed with Peter and Paul.
Nice, you had a name for them.
One's called Peter. She used to go, two little budgies sitting on the wall. One named Peter, one named Paul.
I don't think this is something you need to talk with us. Anyway, this is for your therapist.
So I used to go around, play with the budgies, and she'd make me tea. Right? And I were obsessed with your budgies. And then I'd go home. I'd only be about 7 or 8, maybe younger. Then I'd go to my mum's, and my mum would be like, have you had any tea at Auntie Caff's? I'd be like, no. And she'd be like, oh, she's not bloody fed you. Don't know why I bother sending you around there. So my mum used to make me a tea as well. So I used to have two teas when I was younger.
I mean, you were obese as a child. And I think
I was very big as a child. I was very big. So yeah, my Auntie Caff will make me some corned beef.
Two dinners Jordan.
As well.
What age were you when you were going around to Auntie Kath and playing with the budgies?
Probably about 6, 7, maybe younger.
Oh, right, okay. Well, we're a little bit older. When I was a similar, in my formative years growing up, I think we've mentioned this before, that I went through a newsreader phase.
Yes.
Yes.
Did, yeah.
Well, I found the other day, I was having to look for something and I found on a hard drive. So I was all for that. I found a clip of HMGN News.
What's that?
Hanson Media Group Network News. As a child, we had a little news studio built in one of the barns. I say news studio. I mean, this makes it sound a lot more high-tech than it actually was. It was a lot of MDF.
Trust me, I've seen the videos for this. It was high-tech. William showed me the video of this.
You've seen the outtakes, but I actually have now found a full bulletin. I'm sending this over to you now on WhatsApp, so you have it, and you can look at it. And it is very cringe. I'm just going to step away from the microphone and take my earphones out, if you'd like to just look at the first few minutes.
Oh, my God, look at it already. It looks better than... God, this is what money gets you. Oh, my God, you had a jingle.
Welcome to the March edition of HMGN News. The chairman of Hanson Incorporated, Brian Hanson, has been reprimanded by the Supreme Commander. The action came after Paul...
Oh, my...
I mean, describe the studio, Jordan.
Okay, the studio's... It looks like an actual proper studio.
Thank you very much. Again, we got the subcontractor, the person...
I've been finding out more.
Why are you speaking like you've shit yourself?
Well, my voice was in the middle of breaking, I think, at that point, so I was sort of trying to find a natural pitch.
Oh, my God, this... G&D, I cannot... I'm only going to play a bit more because you've just got to watch this on our socials. It'll be up on Insta and Twitter.
Started a few Sundays ago when Brian Hanson refused to turn up to an executive...
You sound like a cross between a really effeminate young man and Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, very much that's how I sort of pitched myself as a child.
The Supreme Commander said that he was unhappy with his behaviour and decided to take action. This action being a reprimand. Together with the reprimand, the chairman was asked to stand down as chairman for 2 meetings. The Supreme Commander...
I mean, you'd have been a good newsreader.
If you scroll towards the end, you get my brother doing the weather.
Let's get the latest weather now. James Hanson is waiting for us. Hello, James.
Hello there.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mike. You've actually got proper blue screen.
Yes,
we
set up
screen.
A blue screen. Well, we painted a wall in the barn blue, and then on my editing software, I was able to obviously do blue screen and remove the blue and put a picture in. Thus, we could do weather.
Look at... James looks like Boris Johnson.
He didn't really do much with his hair at that age, no.
That's it for now, then. I'm going to be back in March for another HMGN News. Until then, from all of the team, it's bye-bye and thanks for watching.
Why are you speaking like this? Until then? I mean, that is probably one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. I said a few weeks ago, one of my favourite things that we've done on the podcast is reading out your will. Watching this is... Yeah.
It's the sort of high quality entertainment I did. And you see, I didn't really get into much trouble as a child, but I did do this.
I urge you, if you're listening right now, get on our socials and watch this. It's absolutely priceless.
What were you doing age 14?
Playing Manhunt or Cuppies up front or Kirby or Knock a Door Run like normal kids.
Knock a Door Run?
Do you know what Knock a Door Run is?
Presumably you knock a door and then run.
Yeah, I've never done right. Knock a Door Run.
No, I have not.
You've
done...
never...
We couldn't get past my friend's electric gates.
Right, when all this is over, me and you are going to do a big round of Knock a Door Run. Have you ever had a backy?
I'm not doing Knock a Door Run. I mean, I once went canvassing in 2001 for the election. Does that count?
Have you ever had a backy?
I'm sorry?
A backy?
One or two.
So, you know, if you're like... If your bike had a puncture, your mate would give you a backy on his, or a peggy if he had a BMX.
Well, it all went on in the north, didn't it?
No.
Now, I'm very excited about something that's happening in a minute, but before we get to that, last week we did promise the listeners a gay ghost update, because I believe there is one.
Yeah, I think he's back.
Now, you say he's back. He hasn't actually been to the... Because this happened at university originally, didn't it?
Yeah. Right.
And you felt the presence of a man in your bed originally.
So if you didn't listen, I felt the presence of a man in my bed and in the corner of my room. And one night I felt like it was on top of me. And I woke up the other night and I swear, William, don't. I promise, I felt like someone was playing with my curls, my hair, and in my ear, I'm not joking. In my ear, he was just going, hey, hey, hey. And I don't know if I was dreaming or not.
No, you probably weren't.
So I'm a bit freaked out. And you know when you're like, did I dream that? Or was someone playing with my hair going? They were just like whispering in my ear.
Oh my God, it's not Joe, your flatmate, being needy.
No. I won't put it past him, but no. Anyway, he might be back. I'll keep you up to date on it. And some people have been saying I've been walking funny lately as well. William's Wacky Word of the Week. When Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week started, it was very popular. But towards, I mean, what are we at? Episode 210 of this series. Yes. I've run out of jokes.
So we're going to rest that for a minute. And we're going to have a few weeks of William's Wacky Word of the Week. And yes, I was trying to think of a jingle this week for it. I'm still working on it. So... I've got a noun for you this week, and the word is peen. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break. No, and I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So William's Wacky Word of the Week is a noun, it's peen, and peen is the thin edge of a hammer. It's this bit here. This is the head of the hammer, and this, it's an actual word, is called the peen. That thin edge at the back that you can use to lift a nail out is called the peen.
What is the plural for penis? Penises.
Yes, but that's not anything to do with what we're talking about. The hammer's...
No, but I thought
the
it was.
Thin end of a hammer is called a peen.
So, there we go. William's
wacky word of the week. We've all learnt something, which is great.
Why are you saying it like an 80s kids TV presenter?
Because it's wacky.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Right, G and Divas, in case you didn't know, we are going on tour in 2021. Or are we saying 2021?
Yes, 2021? either.
And we want to see you there. If you'd like to come and see us on tour, I promise you there will not be any wacky words of the weeks on tour.
You say that months away.
Just go to sexandmyboss.com/live for details. It's not until April, May 2021, which seems ages away, I know, but you know, it's something to look forward to, isn't it? So if you want to come and see us on tour with your friends, then get yourself to sexandmyboss.com/live. We're going on tour, baby!
Some dates are sold out, others still have tickets available. Shall we go to the listeners' problems? This first one is from Izzy and Heidi. Hi, Jordan and William. My friend Heidi and I have a question for you both. I went on a Hinge date last week, and it was really lovely, but very much friend vibes. However, I think he and Heidi would be wonderful together. How can I set them up without being awkward? We love the podcast and are coming to see you in Bristol for the tour. Thanks so much, Izzy and Heidi. Very, very Bristol names, Izzy and Heidi. I'll say that.
Ooh, arr.
No, you just...
All right. Me old mucker, this is Izzy and I'm Heidi.
No, they're very Clifton Village names, let's put it that
way. Okay. Right, so Izzy's been on a date, but she thinks he'd be more suited to Heidi. Just say to him, be like, look, I think we're just better off as friends. You might feel the same, but can I just show you a few pictures of my friend Izzy, but make sure that Izzy sends you her best five pictures.
Yeah, and obviously Izzy, presumably, I mean, you've both written in, so I presume Izzy is happy with this. If your friend isn't happy with being set up, then don't do it. But if you've got their permission to send photographs and potentially set them up, I see no reason. And be honest.
Yeah. No, just say, look at my friend, look at her, and then show her your best five pictures. You've got to get your friend to approve the pictures, though. That's what I'd say. And if he says yes, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, be buying her out in a couple of years.
Yes. Just one thing I want to pick up on. Hinge. Now, obviously, I've been very happy, serenely happy in my relationship for the last 5 years. Hinge, how does that work? Because Hinge wasn't on the scene when I was on the scene. I was more into Bracket. It's a very niche joke.
Hinge, I don't know what... Is Hinge where the boy has to... approach them first or the girl approaches the boy, Ben? I don't know.
The girl approaches the boy. I don't know how it works for same-sex couples.
Oh, no, that's Bumble.
Oh, was Hinge... No, it was Bumble. Can you remember on tour this year when Merchandise Matt, we got his phone and we sort of decided to ourselves
don't
approve...
Don't mention Merchandise Matt. Ben gets jealous. Shh.
And we decided... We went through his Bumble, I think, and approved people and...
Didn't he match with someone in the audience that was watching us? Yeah. Oh,
but that was fun. Matt. Maybe I need to get Merchandise Matt to tell me all about Hinge.
Right, next question, please, William Hanson.
Oh, hang on, my accountant sent me an email.
Oh, no, never mind that. I've got to be on Match of the Day X soon. Oh, sugar, I've not put my picky tea in yet.
Right. Our next problem comes from Samantha. Hello, William and Jordan. I'm in a slight conundrum. Not sure you can be in a conundrum. I have a slight conundrum. Whilst cleaning my bedroom, which I share with my boyfriend, I came across a diamond ring. It was not well hidden at all. Now, my initial reaction was that of shock and amazement, as my boyfriend seems very nonchalant when it comes to marriage. What do I do? Do I act like I haven't seen the ring and just wait? Or do I ask him about it? I'm slightly beside myself because I have now planned a full wedding in my head and need calming down ASAP. Thank you in advance, Samantha.
Am I going to be the bad guy here?
I don't know. What are you going to say? Oh my God, you think he's got another
I'm just going to say, Samantha, don't say anything because it might not be for you.
You see, my initial reaction is he might be a cross-dresser.
What? Because, I mean, fair enough if she found a diamond ring and some pearls and tights and high heels.
Mm.
I mean,
well,
who has...
any man that has high heels in the wardrobe, clearly a cross-dresser. He could be a cross-dresser.
I'm
and
not.
He puts it on. Maybe he goes out and does a whole routine when you're out, Samantha.
No, Samantha, I'm joking. I am joking. It's clearly for you, but just pretend, because you'll ruin his little art.
Or get it valued. Take it out the house, get it valued. If it's not worth very much, don't say yes.
What did he say you've got to spend on a diamond, an engagement ring? A month
well,
and a half?
Well, they say a month's salary.
No, a month and a half.
Right. That's the whole year for you.
Just play along and just wait.
Yeah, allow him his moment. Yeah. Make sure you put it back in the space where you found it.
This is my moment. This is my perfect moment with you. Who sings that for 10 points?
Martin McCutcheon.
Next question, please, William Hanson.
This one is from Leah. Dear William and Jordan, I'm a carer for my mum and have been since the age of 7. When we're out in public and she's in her wheelchair, I find that people often stare. Now, after 12 years of doing this, you'd think I'd just ignore it. Well, William and Jordan, it really pisses me right off. Often I end up saying something to them like, yeah, she's in a chair, have you got an issue? Or I just glare. But what should I do? Should I just try and ignore them? Or am I being too petty? Thanks in advance, Leah.
Leah, I totally get what you mean. My brother's disabled and he's only got one leg and he's been in and out of hospital since he was young, and he was in and out of a wheelchair when he was younger as well. And it used to annoy me as well, especially as his older brother, and you get really defensive and you want to scream at people because to you, they're just your brother and they don't have a disability. But as my brother's got older, he's just started taking it in his stride. And if people stare, he's totally fine with it. And he's the one that's telling me to calm down. He's like, it's all right. It's like, it's not normal, because he's got a prosthetic leg now. So it's like a mechanical leg. So if people ask him about it as well, he's more than happy to talk to him. So I know it's hard that people stare and I know it winds you up. But my advice is just... it's going to happen and it's probably not going to change, which is a sad state of affairs, I know. But turn it into positive. And if they stare, send them a little smile back or a little nod. That's what I do.
Yeah, and I would say kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Really. And sort of be the better person. It's a reflection on them, not you.
My brother's just, like, I admire him so much for it, because he's pretty much every other day he's got to tell people why he's only got one leg, because he had cancer when he was younger and things like that. So I know it's hard, but try and turn it into a positive. I always do a little smile now, a little nod, just to say, what's your issue?
Can I just say, you're wearing your Burnley football kit. The crest for Burnley football team looks remarkably like my school's crest.
Oh, God! Yeah, this is the old one. This is the one from the 50s.
Is that the one your father got tattooed and then they changed it?
No. They went back to this one. So, oh, yeah.
Right. See, yeah. We've had that crest for years, for, I think, 150 years.
Okay. Right, William Hanson, thank you very much.
Jordan, it's been an utter pleasure.
Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us at SexandMyBoss, send your tales of trepidation, help at SexandMyBoss.com, or you can write to William, who will reply on his own letterhead of paper, the address on the website, SexandMyBoss.com, and also on there as well, you can get yourself some live tickets, baby.
And for our bonus episode this week, and I'm so excited about this, we have just already done it. I think it's my favourite thing we've ever done. We have put you through elocution lessons with my elocution tutor, Gary.
Oh yeah, it was a really good laugh, that, actually. Make sure you check it out on Friday's bonus episode.
Clearly you haven't picked up or learnt or retained anything that he taught you.
Yes, I have. Down.
Down.
Down. Down.
Anyway, G&Divas, you can hear all that on our bonus episode on Friday. Thank you very much for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.